Hi guys, welcome back to the Seriously Not Serious podcast. We're welcoming for you. I'm Gabby.
And I'm Julia.
And in today's episode, we're going to give you guys a little motivational talk about going through difficult times and just how to deal with it, and just talking a little bit about when we're going through it and also how we need them to actually achieve our highs and get better and getting out of it. So yeah, but before we do that, we do have our segments. Starting with our downs, and Julia can start with her down of the week.
Okay, for my down of the week, it is simply that I'm super busy. I'm busy, like I'm booked from 9 a.m. to 6 to 7 actually every day. And I knew that, but in reality, it's tiring. So that's the down. Yeah. I was like, desperate last week because like I wasn't prepared for it, and it was like an adjustment period, but like now I'm prepared, and this week I did all my assignments Sunday, so I don't have to do any of them during the week. That's what I should have done last week, but I didn't think of it, so yeah, but now I'm gonna be prepared. And yeah, just super busy, so
okay. My down this week was that I had like a little anxiety moment twice this week, and like I hadn't had them in such a long time, like a little bit of a stronger anxiety, like feeling my heart racing and like being hard to breathe. And it had been months and months since I hadn't had one of those, so yeah, it was, I don't know. It made me worried, but at the same time, I don't know. I'm just dealing with it. So that was my down.
Yeah, I feel you. That sucks.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't happen again. And everything will get better. Okay. So for my up is my weekend. It was so much fun. Specifically Friday and Saturday. It was so much fun. Friday, it was one of my friend's birthdays, so we all went to like this burger place. That was okay, but we surprised him. Like everyone was there and he didn't know about it, and so we surprised him. And then after that, we had like a, not a party, but like a hangout. And it was so much fun. Like we literally stayed there till like 3. It was so much fun. And then Saturday we went out to the frats, and it was again so much fun. Judge me, but I love them, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. So my up this week is, I haven't really explained it to you guys yet, but I'm officially moving colleges, so yeah. I'm going to a new college, and it's like a completely different vibe, and it's at night, so I'm gonna be going through a period of adjustment because I've never studied at night before. But I'm so excited. I actually went there today to have like kind of like a meetup with a few other people who are transferring and the like course coordinator and all that, and I got to like get to know the place more, and it's like, it is crazy, like the technology that they have, like unexplainable. It's crazy, but I'm so excited. So yeah, these are my news.
That is so exciting. I'm so happy for you. And now you're gonna have to like, you're not have to, but you're gonna have, oh my god, you're gonna get to experience the studying at night thing.
Yeah.
Which was my life last year.
Yeah.
And it's honestly super good. Like I loved it. Plus it felt like I was on vacation every day because I had time to like sleep in, work out, and do
people
all my stuff.
Really like it because they get to like work during the day, so we'll see.
Yeah. Are your classes from 7 to 10 or 6 to 10?
I don't know 100% yet, but I think it's from 7 to 10:40 p.m. every day. And there's one day that I have, like, it's a mandatory internship, like, once a week, if I'm not mistaken. And then it's from, like, 2:20 till 5 p.m. and then I go to class later. So yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
So literally everything that I wasn't having in my past uni. So I'm actually super excited.
Yay, I'm so happy for you.
Yay, thank you.
I'm so excited for both of us to love college.
Yes.
Okay. So for my recap, I started my two jobs this past week, and I feel so adult and responsible for like managing two jobs. Like every day I get out of class and my friends are like,
Yes.
"Oh, what are you doing this afternoon?" And they're all like, "Nothing. I'm gonna take a nap. I'm gonna watch a TV show. I'm gonna go to the gym." And I'm like, "I'm gonna work." So I don't know.
Period.
I'm loving it
That's
till
so
now.
like girl boss. I love that.
I know. And I love packing like my bag, like my
Oh,
work bag.
yes.
Even though it's literally just like a student position, I don't care. I'm making
No,
it
like you
a
have
thing.
commitments, you have responsibilities.
Yeah, and not like I bring my gym clothes like in my bag every day because I go
A true
straight
working
from,
gal. Oh my God.
straight from work to the gym. So it's super fun.
That's so
Plus,
cool.
like in one of my jobs, like the team is so much fun. Like I love them. So, and actually both jobs, but like one, like I work more by myself. So it's pretty much like every day me by myself. But the other one, I'm constantly seeing people and it's so much fun and I'm so excited. So yeah. Worked every day this week, every afternoon, plus some mornings, and two weekends in a row. Like I worked two Saturdays in a row,
Damn.
and it was so like tiring, because I went out both Fridays. I don't know why I did that, but like I got home late both Fridays, and then I had to like be up early. But yeah, that's just what I'm gonna have to do. Like if I want to go out, I'll just have to like be responsible and set my alarm and yeah. And yeah, I'm super excited. One of them is like a volunteering thing. So like I organize volunteering experiences for students to participate in. And I'm so excited because I don't know if I can say this actually, but I'm gonna, no, I can't. One of
Oh my
them,
God, job confidentiality. I fucking love that.
no, I can't. One of them is Habitat for Humanity, and we're gonna be building a house. And I've always wanted to do
Oh
that. And
my gosh. Me too.
it's like an entire day. It's 8 hours of work, like
Oh,
building a
that's.
house. And I'm so excited. Like I think it's gonna be soon, like very soon. And I have to like hurry and do like all the graphics and promotion and stuff for it. But I'm so excited. It's gonna be so
I
much fun.
remember once I got to like her high school, and like I asked around with other friends about the TETU project because I wanted to participate, but like it wasn't happening anymore. I was so sad because I think it's so cool.
I know.
I
I'm so
love that.
excited actually. So, yeah. Plus, I got my first paycheck and spent it. not all of it, okay?
Okay, good.
And I bought something that I actually needed, so it's valid. I
Oh,
bought
awesome.
an air purifier, humidifier, whatever. Because the heat is on constantly, so it's super dry, and I was like having trouble breathing during the night, and so I bought it, and it's so cute, and it's also like a mini lamp because it turns on. So yeah, responsible.
Yay.
I saved $30 of it and spent 20. So, what else? Okay. Oh, okay. I'll leave the best for last, but I am so proud of myself for being consistent at the gym. This is the second
Yay.
I completed 2 weeks straight of going 5 days a week. And yeah, like this week I had gone four times and then it was Sunday and like I didn't want to go. I spent the entire day at the library and I didn't want to go, but I went anyways. Like I went at like 6 in the night. On Sunday, like I didn't want to do anything, but I went anyways, and it was super good. So, very proud of that. Now, the only thing I have to work on is the food, but that's not really my fault. Anyway,
Yeah.
we won't get into that.
One baby steps, baby
Yeah,
steps.
it takes 3 weeks to form a habit, so let me just get through this before
Yes.
the first 3 weeks. And lastly, I don't know if I should say this because I don't want to like jinx it, but I'm gonna put it out there so the universe can do its thing. I really want to do a study abroad this summer, and I know like the program already, so I have to apply. But I'm so excited. Like, if it actually happens, I will cry. Like, I am so excited. And it's like a
Yay.
major related thing. So it's like a 3 week program. We go with the professor, and the professor is super, like, she knows a lot and she's super cute. And it's in Cape Town. So I'm like, because I've always wanted to go.
Yeah,
And
that's
the place we stay
awesome.
is so pretty, and I'm so excited. But there's no guarantees yet. I'm just putting it out there because I want it to happen. So yeah, no one put negative energy on this, please.
Only
Um,
positive energy.
because I really want it to happen. So yeah. Yay. That's it.
Yay! I
Sorry,
love
it was a
that.
long one.
No, believe me, mine's gonna be longer. Okay, actually, no, because I think I'm gonna speak fast. But this week I kind of had like a self-care week in a way because I got like my hair done, I got my nails done. I went to my like laser hair removal session, so I had a little like physical self-care week.
We love.
We love. On Wednesday, my dad was gonna travel on Thursday, so on Wednesday we wanted to go watch a movie. So I went to the mall with my parents. We watched the Whitney Houston movie, and I thought it was awesome, so great, perfect. And I also bought some new outfits, so be excited. And then on Friday, it was one of our besties' birthday, so we went
Yay.
out to celebrate, and we went to kind of like this party, but like it was okay. We didn't plan it out in the best way. We got there too early, like there literally wasn't anybody there. And then once like the actual good people were there, like we were already kind of like tired, and like the music, if it played one good music, it's too much. Like the music kept getting worse, and it didn't, and it like it wasn't getting any better, and we were already there like for such a long time, so we were kind of like out of it. So we went home like earlier than we planned to because we just weren't feeling it.
What time
But
did
the
you
concert,
go?
we got there at 10:30,
It
but
started at 10?
it started at 9. But we
We
should,
should have
but
gotten
there
there
was
like at
literally like four people. We should have gotten there like
after
at midnight.
11. Yeah.
Yeah, but still the company was great and we had some good laughs, so it was a good day. Just like the setting wasn't the best, like wasn't as we expected.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, I was planning a girl's day with my mom, but ended up being a girl's day plus my brother and his girlfriend. But we went to this new cafe that I've been wanting to go for a while. And we also went to the movies again to watch Babylon. It's the new Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie movie.
Oh my God, the fact that I literally know no movies that I'm playing right now.
Dude, the movie, we were at the coffee shop and we were just like, let's just see like when's it gonna end, when is it going to end? And I opened my cell phone and the movie was more over 3 hours long, and we were like, holy shit. But we had already spent like all of our like money tickets, so we were like, no, we're gonna go, of course, because like that we kind of like got, I don't know, we started to prefer being at home than watching a 3 hour movie in the
Yeah,
movies.
I would too.
Yeah, but we went either way. The movie, like the production is insane, the quality. I liked the movie, but it is a bit cuckoo. Like it has some crazy, like two crazy scenes. But it was like, yeah, it was a satire. It was just like it had a meaningful message in the end. It was a good movie. So yeah, so that was Saturday.
No,
And
3 hours
then,
is just too long.
yeah.
No.
And then yesterday, actually, like more than once this week, but I've been continuing to cook and test some new recipes. So not only am I like, I don't know, just risking myself in the kitchen, but I'm also like testing new recipes with new healthy food, like vegetables, and I'm loving it. So I'm super proud of myself. And yeah, that's it.
Yay.
Yay. Oh,
No, that's not it. You finished another book too.
yeah.
Me reading your recap for you.
Thanks. Yeah, I finished another book and I already started another one. So I'm actually gonna end this month with six books read.
Oh my God.
Thank you,
I
vacation.
have read 0 pages this far. Actually, that's a
But
lie
I'm
because I've read a lot
literally,
for my classes. So,
yeah, but like, I'm literally like doing nothing at home, so I have the time.
yeah, I could make the time. It's just not a priority right
Yeah.
now. Okay, and lastly, the thing I'm grateful for this week is my running progress. I don't know what is going on, but I actually like running now. Why was the intonation of that so weird? I actually like running now. I don't know. It's just like I keep like doing like intervals of like running and walking, but then like at the beginning of last week, I was like, okay, I can run for like 30 seconds or like a minute tops. And now like I just keep going and going for like two songs in a row. And like
Oh,
I'll
same.
tell myself,
I go for two songs. Yes.
yeah, I'll tell myself like, okay, I'll run like a lap, which is like a quarter of a mile. And then like I can see it on the screen, like the little dot like going around the lap. And then like the lap ends and I'm like, okay, I told myself that I would stop after a lap, but like I could easily keep going. So I just keep going.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun because like now I can actually breathe when I run. So yeah, I'm
Yeah.
super grateful for that and I love it and I want it to keep getting better and better. And yeah, I'm excited. Yay.
I love that. Okay, mine's gonna be similar because it's also progress, but it's just like my progress with my eating habits and also like with consistency at the gym, just like this new health in investment that I've been doing. So, yay.
Love that for us. Okay.
Love that.
I'm so excited to go back so we can work out together again.
Oh my God, yes,
Okay.
please.
So let's get into the actual episode. This was a long intro. Thank you guys for listening through
Yes, love you.
it. Before we do anything, don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a rating review if you'd like to. And yeah, let's get into it.
Let's do it. Okay, so first things first, when talking about going through a difficult time, like going through a low moment, just kind of being on a funk or something like that, emotionally or physically related. I think like we get so scared of feeling those negative feelings, and we, of course, like if they're negative, we don't want them in our lives, so we just want like them to go away as fast as possible. But lots of times when we do that, we just like push whatever it is that we're feeling like to the back of our minds, and then we just like put on like a fake facade and go on like faking till we make it, but
Not
not
in
in a
a good
healthy
way.
way.
Yeah.
So I think the first thing I'm just gonna tell you guys and talk about is how important it is to allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. I'm not saying that you should spend a month in bed wallowing about whatever it is that's going on in your life that's putting you out and making you feel down. But you should allow yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling, whether it's good or bad. And that's like the healthiest way to cope with something. And of course, like if like there's a specific trigger, you can allow yourself like, okay, Oh my God, I'll allow myself for the next like 3 days to like do nothing and just cry and feel bad or whatever. But for example, like personal experience, sometimes like I felt bad during a day and then I spent multiple days doing well and then all of a sudden like I had a bad day. So if you have like a specific, you shouldn't like, you don't necessarily need to set like a specific date to feel things. Just know that feeling it is normal. And if all of a sudden you feel like you need to take a step back and actually like you can't do whatever it is that you need to do, you just need to be in your own presence and just feel it and let it go, then take the day for yourself. And it's okay if you're not able to perform the way you were expected, because we have feelings, we're humans, and we have moments where like we have moments of weakness, and that's it.
Okay. Wait, I have a lot to say, so I'm gonna have to like
I
organize
said a lot.
myself.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I feel like there's different types of lows that we go through. One thing is like grieving someone or like going through a breakup or like
Yeah.
something really serious. Of course, like take your time, take like a week, whatever, take a month, like whatever you need. But also sometimes the downs are like mini downs, and it's like, oh,
Yes, true.
this didn't work out and now I'm sad. Or I didn't see my friends like for the past 2 days and I think they hate me even though like they don't. Or like I didn't do well on this test. Like tiny things that aren't really like crucial or like super important. I don't think you should let yourself just like be in that mindset for like over an hour. And I say that because like, okay, yeah, you do like you didn't do well on tests. Are you gonna cry all day because of it? No, you're gonna have to go and study for it.
Yeah,
So I feel
totally.
like let yourself feel, but like also put like an end to it. 'Cause like if you just keep going and going, it's super hard to like get out of it after it. And I feel like sometimes you don't even feel sad anymore. Like, you know, when you wake up and you're just like, I'm gonna be sad today. And then like you don't wanna like you don't want people to make you laugh because like you're just like in the mood to be sad. Like I feel like those are the worst type of days because like you have no reason to be sad, but like you just want to. So you have to like not want to
Yeah, I
get
feel like
yourself
it's
out of it.
important for people, I'm sorry, for people to like, even if they have a hard time like knowing when to stop feeling things, like allowing or not allowing themselves to like think too much of a problem. I think, yeah, I totally agree with you. Like there are two different types of lows. And I feel like it's important for the person to know themselves, like how to distinguish them. So like even if, for example, they got a bad grade on a test and like they're suffering so much from it, they should know like rationally that this isn't something like huge, you know, so that they can know how to stipulate a time for like feeling it all. Because then once something like very emotionally heavy happens, like they'll know, okay, like I can take a day for myself because this is actually something like as you said, like a breakup or grieving someone, like I can take my time, but like they'll know how to distinguish it from something that even though affects them, they'll know it's not superficial, but
Not that serious.
yeah, like it's a smaller issue, a day-to-day issue.
Yeah, I also feel like if you're gonna like take time to like feel your feelings, I feel like there's two thing like kind of phases for it. Like there's the actual just like feeling. But then like you actually I feel like you have to work through it. It's not enough to just be like, okay, I felt the pain for like a day, now I'm moving on. No, I feel like it's
Yeah.
necessary for you to like sit down and like journal or like
Totally
just
reflect on it.
reflect on like, okay, like you feel like your friends hate you, but like why? Like reflect on it and like maybe just thinking about it, you'll realize it's not that big of a deal and no one hates you or like it's just a test or it was just like a bad like conversation. So
Yes.
just like take a moment to actually think about it because sometimes we make things so much bigger in our heads that than they need to be. So yeah, just like take a moment to actually think about it. Another thing that I feel like it's super common is like sometimes it's not even like an emotional down. I feel like it's just like it's not that something happened to you, but you're just so stressed and it's not your time and nothing's really working out. It's not that something really serious happened. It's just not your day, or like you're just not feeling it, and that's okay. But also something that really, really, really helps me is like every time I'm like, oh my God, I have to go, like I'm late for work, or I have to do this, I have to do that. I'm like, okay, no, I don't have to do anything. I get to do it. Like a month ago, I was like daydreaming about getting a job and now I'm complaining. Like, come on. Or like I was literally so excited to come to college and I'm complaining that I live alone. I have to do everything for myself, or that like I have a lot of work to do for my classes. But
I
that's what I
love that
wanted.
mindset.
Like, it's like this is what I wanted. So I have absolutely no reason to be complaining about it. Sure, sometimes it sucks. It sucks and it's a lot of stuff to deal with and handle, and it's stressful, but also don't forget to be grateful that you get to do it. Because you for sure, like things in your life, like maybe like a month ago, 2 months ago, a year ago, you wanted things that you now have, and you just don't appreciate it. Like, we don't take enough time to be grateful for it. So I just think that really, really helps when you're just not feeling it and you just don't feel like yourself. Just remember that to be grateful for everything that you are and that you have.
Completely agree. And hopping off of that, still talking about like mindsets to cultivate, I feel like it's so important for us to try to have a little bit of like a positive view besides like gratefulness into whatever it is that like upsets us, whether it's big or it's small. But just like having the positive outlook that it's happening because it was meant to happen, whether it's like a big thing or like failing a test or just being late or whatever it is, just like try to cultivate the feeling that and the mindset that everything happens for a reason, but also think that since it has a purpose and it was meant to be that way, it means that like a greater thing is coming, and use that as a way to motivate you. So let's use the test, for example. If you know like, okay, like I studied a lot for it, but like I didn't do well, like okay, that was meant to happen, like I did my best, like I know that like it was out of my hands because I've done whatever it is that I had to do. But since like this result wasn't good, I know that something better is coming and I'm gonna work towards it. So like you use that bad grade as a motivation to study harder, to like look into what it is that like you're having a hard time on, to make sure to like maybe change like your approach, maybe talk to someone, to a professor or something like that. So you know that like good things are coming, and with that, like you don't focus too much on that specific thing happening, but you focus more on the possibility of greater things coming, if that makes sense.
It really does. I always think that like without the bad, you wouldn't know when good things are happening. So like you need the bad to like be grateful for the good things, and also you need to
Absolutely.
bat the bad to grow. Because like if everything's just working out perfectly in your life, you're not going to change anything, so you're not going to grow. So you literally need bad stuff, not bad stuff, but like not ideal situations to happen to make you realize that you have to change some things in your life. And that's just life. Like you're gonna have to, you can't not stay the same forever. So it's just like a part of life. And also, I really like sometimes I'll wake up, like everything goes wrong, like everything, like from like I wake up late and then like my hair doesn't look good, my makeup doesn't turn out good. It's raining and I forgot my umbrella, or like I hit my freaking toe on the corner and then it hurt, and then like the elevator's taking too long. Nothing goes right for me. I literally laugh about it. Like I'll be walking down a street like laughing about how comic it is that literally like everything I did today failed. But then I also am like super excited to sit at lunch and tell my friends about my horrible day and make them laugh. So like it's not all bad. Like it doesn't have to be that serious. Like, okay, yeah, everything's going r wrong, but like it's for the plot. It's funny. You're gonna look back at it and laugh. It's not gonna matter the next day unless it's something super big, like you got fired then. Yeah, but like just the small thing, like learn to appreciate the bad little things that are happening because they make life more interesting and it's just like a detour of your path. So they're necessary and they're funny and they're not that bad.
Okay, so commenting on both things you said, first of all, you said you talked about how like we need the bad to appreciate the good and all that. I feel like that is literally such a true statement. Like think about it, if we only like lived good days and all that, the good things would be just like completely ordinary and like we wouldn't value them. So even like an example in an example such as the one you gave of like everything went wrong in your day, like tiny little things that irritated you and all that. That only makes way for like once, like in the next day when the smallest good thing happens, or just like you have a good smooth day, like you'll appreciate it so much more, because like you had like that bad moment before. So now it's like you're able to value it so much more because you know like what it could have been. So I completely agree with that. And the other thing that you said about like doing it for the plot and all that, I also like to think, like again with the example of like an entirely bad day, or even in something like greater, like heavier, worse, you're gonna think like, I always think like there's no way out but up. Like you're at rock bottom, and then like there's no other way but up. Like things can only get better from here. So that's like also a thing that I think about, like when I'm having a really, really bad day, or I'm just not in a good moment in life. Like, okay, like I'm going through it right now, but that just means that soon things will get better, and that just allows you to like push through and not give up. So that's another mindset for you guys to have.
Yeah, I always think about how like there is no way for you to like I don't want to say thrive, but like thrive if you don't fail before. I always see like these girls on TikTok talking about like how after the biggest like down or like the biggest fail comes the biggest slay, and I completely agree. Like the bigger the
Period.
downfall, the higher, like the glow up, whatever it is, like the come up. Yes.
Yes,
So,
I completely agree.
plus as a bonus, while you're going through the hard times, keep like not a like journal of it, but like also a journal, but like just keep a record of everything you do. So like the progress pictures, like
Yes.
little entries of how you're feeling and everything like that, because then you can look back and be like, okay, slay.
What a slay. Yes.
Yeah, inspired by Gabby's TikTok, but yeah, keep
Oh.
a log of everything so you can like be even more proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just feel like you have like stages of down. So first you feel like shit, and then you feel like okay, still shit, but now like I'm tired of feeling like shit, so I'm like
Yeah.
motivated. So like you, I don't know, like once
Yeah,
you
I feel
feel
like it's our instinct. Like, we need to get out of this bad place, like this bad environment. So we usually like, even if it's not like for everybody, like this period of time, maybe it's just a day or a moment in a day where we get like this burst of motivation. Like, I'm gonna turn my fucking life around. Like, things will get better. I'm gonna start new and all that. And we need to use like that like small push in that moment to just get up and start.
Yeah, I feel like after you get done with being sad, you kind of get mad. So then you like that's when you take action. So,
Literally, that's
yes,
literally it.
love that. Yeah. I know like this wasn't really like tips of how to get out of it. It was mostly just like motivation and an honest talk that I just feel was next. We just felt was necessary. Like everyone goes through lows and highs, and that's how it's going to be for the rest of our lives. And ooh, it rhymed kind of. So this is just a reminder that it's okay to be sad and not be where you want it to be, but there is so much time for you to get out of it. And even if things are going wrong, appreciate that the wrong things are going to lead you to the right ones, and everything's going to work out eventually, and it's going to be great. And yeah, it's going to be a huge slay for all of us. So,
Yes,
slay.
trust in the universe timing. Just know that everything happens for a reason, and whatever it is, and whatever is meant to happen will happen, because
Yes.
the universe, God, whichever like superior force you believe in, it has a plan for you. So just trust
Yes.
that your life is just unfolding exactly as it's meant to be. And also just remember that no rain, no flowers, it's a part of life to go through downs, and they just make us so much stronger. So use that to your advantage.
Yes.
But yeah, so I think we're gonna end this episode here. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really hope you guys enjoyed. We hope we were able to help you and you just felt embraced by this talk. Please don't forget to rate and review the podcast if you like us and you like the pod. It really do helps us grow so much, and it helps us reach more people like you. Also, please follow us on Instagram at seriouslynotserious.podcast and on TikTok at seriouslynotseriouspod to keep up with all of our motivational content and our notifications about new episodes.
Yes.
But yeah, so we'll be back next week with a brand new episode.
Bye.
Bye.